Alrighty, I was going to ask you about sugar before it was sold prepackaged, like it is nowadays. You might say it was sold how? If it was just sold, you know, like straight out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold.
I don't know. Okay, what about as long as I know you buy it in 5 pound bags.
All right. How would you say BULK it was sold in?
Bulk.
All right. And this sweet stuff that people like to put on hot biscuits for breakfast, that's
butter.
Butter. Well, sweet stuff,
well,
you know, like made
jelly.
Out of sure. Yeah. And different condiments that you have shakers for on the table. Everybody's got them for
salt and pepper.
This expression, if I have a bowl of apples and oranges and offer it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I care for an orange, but
I'll take an apple.
All right, or me an apple.
Give me an apple.
Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to point out a group of boys who have done something, I might say, well, it's not these boys here, it's
those.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm trying to point out something that's not nearby, I might say, well, it's right
over there.
If I'm trying to show somebody how to do something, I might say, well, now don't do it that way, do it
like this. This way.
Sure. Okay. Well, the opposite of rich, that would be
poor.
Sure. What about completing this phrase? If a man has a lot of money, life's pretty easy on him, but life is hard for a man. Okay, look. Life's no problem for a man who's rich, but life's kind of hard on a man
who's poor.
All right. A group of fruit trees, say, or pecan trees, something like that, you'd say that that man owns a big...
I don't know.
Just a name for a lot of trees going together, you know.
Grove.
What?
Grove.
All right, sure. Any other one?
I don't know.
Yes, with an O and...
Orchard. Orchard.
Okay. Well, what about this? If somebody is asking about this orchard, trying to find out who owns the thing, you might ask me, was this yours? I say, no, I'm just a neighbor. Now, next door is the man.
Who owns it?
Okay. And complete this, I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Whose father was rich?
That type of tree that Washington was supposed to have cut down, that was a...
cherry tree.
All right. What do you call the hard inside part of a cherry?
Seed.
All right. What about of a peach?
I guess it's a seed, too.
All right. Have you ever heard of a type of peach that you know, the meat or whatever of the peach was very tight against the seed and you had to cut the seed out? You ever heard that called anything in particular?
No.
As opposed to one that you can break open very easily and the seed comes out no problem? Okay. You ever heard of a cling stone or a freestone peach?
I've heard cling peaches.
Cling peaches.
No, in cans.
Right. Okay. What about a pressed peach? Ever heard of that?
Never heard it.
Okay. Or clear seed?
Never heard it.
All right. The part of the apple that's left after you've eaten.
Core.
Alright. Ever heard of people slicing up apples or peaches and letting them dry?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Dried apples.
Alright. Ever heard of snits?
No.
Alright. What about the kinds of nuts that are grown or available around here?
Peanuts.
Alright.
I don't know.
A lot of people have trees that they gather their own.
Pecans?
Mm-hmm. Any walnuts in the area that you know of?
I don't know.
Not sure about
I don't know
them.
About, you know, ones grown here.
Mm-hmm. Could you say it for me? Anyway?
Walnuts.
Alright. What would you call the hard part of the walnut that you'd have to crack to get at the nut?
The shell.
Alright.